Dumps. Yeah. Or somewhere in there. We'll get her down. The House will come to order. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Here.
Berger excused. Blake.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Bonner. Bonner.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel. Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Greer, Greer,
excuse.
Greer excused, Green,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Lubno,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas, Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Patterson excused, Peterson,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Roscoe, Roscoe, Simlick,
here.
Shepperson, Shepperson, Stewart,
here.
Shepperson, Shepperson excused, Stewart,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Braunisch,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Roscoe. Roscoe excused. 55 present, 5 excused.
Today, if you all stand, we're going to have Representative Brechtel lead us in a hymn. So, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Benjamin Franklin is often quoted regarding the need of faith in government proceedings and in education, and regarding the multiplicity of languages or religious beliefs. He said, in paraphrase, there are some simple truths that we can all accept, which I think we do, that there is a God. He sees our hearts and the ways we treat others, and one day we answer to him. In lieu of just a prayer today, I am going to ask you to follow along with me in How Great Thou Art. And the hymn for this morning should be in your box. I might warn you that I have been asked by the congregation, recognizing that when we pray, when we sing, we pray twice. But it's been suggested that for the better of everybody, that I only pray once, but I'm going to try this anyway. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee,
How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy will fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
God bless every one of you. Have a safe trip and remember those who serve our country. Amen.
We are at that order of business. Journal Committee Report.
See you. Mr. Speaker, Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 2, 2011 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Kasparik.
Messages from the Senate.
Message 466, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 70, Education Accountability. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 467, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 50. The Senate failed to concur on the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 30. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 468, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 174. Designated transfer of state lands. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 13, no 17. The Senate requests the House appoint a new conference committee to meet with a like committee from the Senate. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 469, Mr. Speaker. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 2, it being a free committee from the House on amendments to House Bill 50. The Senate conferees are Senator Scott, Chairman, Senator Nutting, Senator Jennings. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 470. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 74, Validity of Marriages. The Senate failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 1 on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 14, no 16. The Senate requests the House appoint a new conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
House conferees to House Bill 50, Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representative Gingrey, and Edmonds. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have some special events to honor some of our staff who have served us so well over the years and who are now leaving us for various reasons. And first, today, I have a resolution here for both John Rivera and Maxine Weaver, and they're out here now, so I'll read these two resolutions. And the first one is for John Rivera. The 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming honors the dedicated service of John H. Rivera upon his retirement. And this is a joint resolution providing for recognition of John Rivera's service to the Wyoming Legislature in celebration of his many years of service to the state of Wyoming and expressing the deepest appreciation of the Wyoming Legislature for his contributions to this institution. Be it resolved by the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Whereas John Rivera began working at the Legislative Service Office in 1990 and served as a staff attorney and subsequently for 10 years as a senior staff attorney until his retirement in 2011. And whereas John Rivera's areas of concentrations included child support enforcement, social services issues, the judiciary, state institutions, law enforcement, domestic and civil issues, and mental health and substance abuse services, and whereas John Rivera staffed numerous legislative committees, including the Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, the Judiciary Committee, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee, and numerous select committees and task forces on juvenile issues, transportation issues, and mental health and substance abuse issues. And whereas John Rivera's work for the legislature has contributed greatly to the ability of this body to serve the citizens of Wyoming, and that work proved invaluable to this institution and to individual members of the legislature. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the legislature of the state of Wyoming that the members of the Wyoming Legislature sincerely thank John H. Rivera for his dedicated service to the legislative institution, and especially for his professionalism and composure in carrying out his duties and responsibilities. Section 2, that after 20 years of working for Wyoming's legislative branch of government, he enjoys many years of leisure and productivity to the extent he provided the citizens of the state of Wyoming. And finally, that this resolution be transmitted to John Rivera so that he may know the very significant impact he had on Wyoming's legislative branch of government, and that he may feel pride in his legacy of public service to the Wyoming legislature.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, thank you. Quite frankly, I was a little surprised when I was invited to come and appear before you because I've been on the writing end of the resolutions for a number of years, and I've done a lot of those. Never thought that I'd actually receive one myself because I was just doing the job I thought that I ought to be doing as best as I could for you. I started the job like the resolution indicates in 1990. I did it because I wanted to help the legislature articulate the public policy. But the reason I really stayed with the legislature all these years was because of the wonderful and caring people I met over those years, including legislators, LSO staff, and session staff. And that's been a true blessing for me to meet so many wonderful people. And just to keep this short, I'd like to wish you all a safe journey home and thank you for the sacrifices and efforts you make on behalf of the citizens of this great state of Wyoming. Thank you.
And next, we have a resolution for Maxine Weaver. The 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming honors the dedicated service of Maxine Weaver upon her retirement. And this is a joint resolution providing for recognition of Maxine Weaver's service to the Wyoming Legislature in celebration of her many years of service to the State of Wyoming and expressing the deepest appreciation of the Wyoming Legislature for her contributions to this institution. Be it resolved by the 61st Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Maxine Weaver began working at the Legislative Service Office in 2004 and served as staff attorney until her retirement in 2011, and whereas Maxine Weaver's areas of concentration included agriculture, natural resources, state lands, water resources, environmental quality issues, and mineral and economic development issues, and whereas Maxine Weaver staffed a number of legislative committees, including the Agriculture, Public Lands and Water Resources Committee, and the Minerals, Business and Economic Development Committee, and whereas Maxine Weaver's work for the legislature has contributed greatly to the ability of this body to serve the citizens of Wyoming, and that work proved invaluable to this institution and to individual members of the legislature. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, 1, that the members of the Wyoming Legislature sincerely thank Maxine Weaver for her dedicated service to the legislative institution and especially for her professionalism and composure in carrying out her duties and responsibilities. 2, that after 20 years of working for the State of Wyoming and for serving the legislative branch of government for 7 years, she enjoyed many years of leisure and productivity to the extent she provided to the citizens of Wyoming. 3, that this resolution be transmitted to Maxine Weaver so that she may know the very significant impact she had on Wyoming's legislative branch of government and that she may feel pride in her legacy of public service to the Wyoming legislature. Maxine.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank my support from home who are here today in the gallery, my mom, Geraldine, my sister Susan and Maureen, and my nephew Sheldon. And like John, I'd like to say it's been an honor and a privilege to work with all of you in the legislature. I had a previous life before this with the Attorney General's Office and the Department of Environmental Quality, and then had the opportunity to come over here and work with the legislature. And I'd have to say the last 7 years that I've been here has been an honor and a privilege to work with all of the members and, like John, with the LSO staff and the session staff. Until someone's been in this position, either in the chairs that John and I did in helping you guys work through the legislation or reports or committee work, or in your seats as the actual legislators, the people do not know the sacrifices you put in your time and your families or your jobs to come and do the service and the public work for the state of Wyoming. So, again, it's been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure, and I wish you all Godspeed and safe trip home. Thank you very much.
Representative Simlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
As most of you probably know, Maxine's going back to the family ranch, and it just some things occurred to me as why she would want to make that change. So with some trepidation, I roll out a pen and poetry here, so bear with me here. From the Capitol to the Krill. Life's decisions seem a little perplexing to me. Why would you choose the Krill over the Capitol to be? It would seem life would be fulfilling and nearly complete, penning amendments, moving Little Roman at 1 to page 2, section B. But hold up a minute. Back up the bus, the one with 10% less gas. Maybe the Krill and the Capitol have more in common than we first thought. Ambush Alley, as our doorman once said, is actually quite similar to the sorting facilities at the Weaver homestead. The call of the wild, or maybe the speaker, we all head for the chamber with the clamoring of feet, all eyes looking ahead, and even without fences, we all turn right or left in the back where the trail branches. While I've not been there, and I can say I believe the trail also would branch for the cattle sorted at weaning time at the Weaver Ranch. So if it's cattle running at large, maybe a yak or two, or perhaps a legislator, yakety-yak, you know how we do. Maybe the Krill and the Capitol are near enough the same Maxine might feel that the legislators and the cows might have the same appeal.
Just thank you very much, John and Maxine, for your wonderful years of service to the state of Wyoming and especially to the Wyoming legislature. Greatly appreciated, and we'll miss both of you very much. We're at that order of business reading and signing of enrolled acts. And the first enrolled act is House Enrolled Act 95.
House Enrolled Act 95 being original House Bill 103, an act relating to the Western Regional Higher Education Compact, being an act by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign enrolled act number 95 being original House Bill 103. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 96.
House Enrolled Act 96 being original House Bill 147, an act relating to taxation and revenue, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 96 being original House Bill 147. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 97.
House Enrolled Act 97, being original House Bill 256, an act relating to domestic and sexual violence, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 97, being original House Bill 256. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 98.
House Enrolled Act 98, being original House Bill 127, an act relating to school finance, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 98, being original House Bill 127. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 99.
House Enrolled Act 99, being original House Bill 88, an act relating to guides and outfitters in the Wyoming Board of Outfitters, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 99, being original House Bill 88. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 100.
House Enrolled Act 100, being original House Bill 100, an act relating to game and fish, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 100, being original House Bill 100. I have so signed. We're at that order of business. Adoption of conference committee reports. But first, I forgot about a privilege of the floor that Representative Zwanitzer Dave had asked me to look for. So I apologize for not seeing you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce someone to you today who is not up in the stadiums, but at 12:56 this morning, Uncle Dan and Grandpa Dave had a 7.19-pound baby boy, 20 and a half inches long, Eli Kent Zwanitzer, and please welcome him here. Thank you.
Now we're at that business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report number 1-2, House Bill 13, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report number 2 to House Bill 13 and ask for your favorable consideration. We discovered through the process of working House Bill 13, we were not going to ever resolve our conflicts with the body across the hall. We're obviously too far apart. We went ahead and did the second conference committee because I had forgot that when we drafted this piece of legislation, we put a paragraph on page 1 that was some cleanup language to the success curriculum that if we did not pass paragraph B on line 12, page 1, that the success curriculum would actually cease to exist. So what the second committee did was we struck the entire bill except for the language on page 1, line 12, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 13. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Yes, that's Conference Committee Report number 2. A majority of the members elected is required to adopt the report. Chief Kirk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey. Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer excused, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Horberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 3 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 13. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 25. Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 25 and ask you to vote aye. The Conference Committee voted to keep the Stubson amendments and part of the Standing Committee amendment, and with this language, the bill is much more streamlined and is more consistent with the other set guidelines in the statutes. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 25. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer excused, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 2 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 25. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 50. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 50. And if you recall, the House put on amendments that required legislative participation in this. What we did is we kept it in, but we changed how that legislation, how the legislators would participate. And if you look at the bill on page 9, the new insertion would read, the Joint Labor Health and Social Services Interim Committee augmented by two members of the Senate Appropriation Committee appointed by the President of the Senate and two members of the House Appropriation Committee appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall advise the Governor and the study oversight entity on the design and the breadth of the study and on a mid-study revision thereof. And then it goes on to say that those augmented members will receive the salary, per diem, and mileage for their work. The reason that we compromised in this way is that we felt like the more legislators that understood this study, this Medicaid options study, that we now have all of the Labor Committee, the Joint Labor Committee, and then we have four members of the Appropriations Committee. And those are the two committees that deal with Medicaid and the costs and the overrun of the costs. And so it augments and it would be at the beginning as we set up the RFP, and then it would be midterm receiving that report. I would ask for your favorable vote on this conference committee report.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 50. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger, excused. Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer, excused. Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden. McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen, excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Ronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Croker, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 4 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Senate File 50. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 70. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 70. You would ask for your aye vote. The only amendment that the Senate had an issue with was that little third reading amendment that we had, third reading amendment number 2 on Senate File 70, that rewrote phase 1 of the bill. The Senate, we did roll to the Senate and went back with their version and added an extra component, system component, that would include 5th grade through 8th grade and 11th grade pause tests scores for reading. So it takes the bill back essentially to what it was before the big third reading amendment, and I would ask for your aye vote.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I sent you an email yesterday, the body, so you could kind of look at how your schools ranked in the student performance method that we adopted for both reading and math. And I did that just really, it's going to be an important issue for us as we move forward because it's going to affect every one of our schools. And the Senate plan is, you know, basically we got to the end, and I guess I've served on a lot of conference committees. We got rolled pretty good on this deal, and I think it was, I roll over on this as well because this is an important bill that has to pass, but I feel uncomfortable passing things that we know we have to fix. And I think, you know, the folks down the end of the hall admitted it needs to be fixed. It won't work what they have. It won't work. And so I guess my point in speaking today is to urge you to vote for it. Knowing, I guess, and so we're all educated and up to speed on this because it's going to have to be fixed. And, you know, I think, I guess I knew what it was our House position, but when we make a motion to adopt the House position, we got rolled. I didn't, you know, it was 5-1. So, and that's fine. It's for the good of the thing, and we don't need to be here tomorrow to fight about it anymore. But I guess just as all of you as members, whether you're on education or the committee or whatever, when it comes to committee of the whole, this is an important deal for all of us and for our state. So I encourage your aye vote, and thanks really to everybody who's done a lot of work on this and will continue to work on it. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman McComey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank the the good gentleman from Nacona County, because I think what he's brought is broadened things for the committee and the select committee to look at as one of the solutions. So I'd like to thank you very much for being, stepping out of the box and doing some of these things. And I'm sure you've brought it to enough people's attention that it will be looked at during the interim. So on and for the passage.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One thing I want the body to be confident in is that it takes 3 years to implement phase one the way it's written. And granted, we could have probably made it better. The bill is in a lot better shape than it was when it came through the interim. And the good gentleman from Casper and I were on that conference committee together. If there was any concern in my mind at all that we weren't going to be back to fix this, we would have struck the entire Section 1. But this bill is too important. We've spent too much time on it. We're down to the end. We're going to start meeting in April, quite frankly, and we're going to rewrite this Section 1. We've got to have it passed today, and I would urge your aye vote.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to join in saying thanks to the Nacona County representative. Right off the bat, I did attend and observe the conference, joint conference committee for a period. And one amendment was made by our representative from Casper, and he couldn't get a second. And with that, they automatically rolled themselves away from what the House had passed and started dealing with the Senate version completely. So my hat's off to his attempt to try and represent what the House had passed. It is an important bill, and it's an important function that we're all engaged in. And in respect for what the House had passed before, I'm going to vote no.
Okay, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 70. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer excused, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Gay? No to aye? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 9 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 70, the next report.
Mr. Speaker, before we move on to the next report,
Peter,
can I have privilege of the floor?
You may, please.
Thank you. First of all, I would like the body to know that I did the very best I could to compromise the House position on that last conference committee. The point was that we had three senators that refused to compromise at all. We did not have the votes in the Senate to push the House position. And to save the bill, I compromised and I did what I could. I just want to defend myself as chairman of your conference committee.
And we know the context in which the conference committee occurred and appreciate your efforts very much.
The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 102, Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 102 and ask for your favorable eye on this. Once again, the House position was to keep legislative presence in the study. Now, this one is the cost study. What does it cost? And what is the projected cost if the ACA is passed? What is the population? We want to know the demographics. We want to know the health. We want to know a whole lot more. We heard three reports this last interim. We heard three different numbers. We want this report to be accurate. We want it to be the best that we can, and we believe that we still need legislative oversight on this, although it will be conducted out of the governor's office. And so the compromise was that there will be an oversight legislative advisory committee, and the committee shall advise the governor and the study oversight organization on the conduct of the study. The advisory committee shall have four members, again, two from the Senate, two from the House, one from appropriations and one from labor. Were the committees that deal with this the strongest? The president of the Senate, the speaker of the House, will designate the co-chairman on this. And then we left in the appropriation so that the members of the Legislative Advisory Committee shall be paid salary, per diem, et cetera. And I would urge your support, your aye vote on this conference.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and my fellow colleagues, as many of you know, I was a no vote on third reading on this piece of legislation, and I will continue to be a no vote. I signed the conference report, though, because I wanted the body to know and understand that for those of you who do support this piece of legislation, this was a really good conference committee, and this was a good compromise that definitely favored the House position. So that is why I did sign the conference report.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 102. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer excused, Green, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparic, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen excused, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Vronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 4 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 102. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 107, Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Report Number 1 to Senate File 107 and then ask for your aye vote. I think we've been talking about the Senate being a little difficult. I think in this case it may be an understatement. We tried even for $1 million more on the money on this. We couldn't even get that. So what we did get is a few minor language changes to basically what we had had before, providing for reports, the grants awarded, and the progress of the program created under the Act, and then reports to the Transportation Committee and the Appropriations Committee. As I said, I urge your aye vote.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 107. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer excused, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen excused, Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 3 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 107. Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
All through this session, I've been getting dead flowers on my desk. And then I attended that meeting this morning about security, and I'm beginning to wonder what that means, because when I came back, I had a dead flower and a dead bird. So I'm not sure if that's that I need to be worried about the security or not.
We'll review the tapes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as we kind of go through here, things will kind of seem a little mixed up, and we might go back to some things that we've already done, but as things trickle through. So we are going to go back and do some House or reading and signing of enrolled acts, I should say. And the first enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 87.
Senate Enrolled Act 87 being original Senate File 15, an act relating to court jurisdiction, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 87, being original Senate File 15. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 88.
Senate Enrolled Act 88, being original Senate File 85, an act relating to game and fish, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 88, being original Senate File 85. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 89.
Senate Enrolled Act 89, being original Senate File 146, an act relating to teacher contracts, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 89, being original Senate File 146. I have so signed. While we wait for more business to come our way, we've arranged a little bit of entertainment. But first, we're going to hear from Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
A tradition started, at least from my view, with Jim Hageman years and years ago, where they'd have a pool on when we get out of here, and it's called quitting time. And so that pool is now in process. The aide will come through, and it costs you a buck to put your time down on the sheet. You'll see what other people have done, see who's the best guessers on this thing. And so it'll be started as soon as they can come on the floor. And it's cash only. And you have to move by at least 10 minutes from whoever's ahead of you. So you want to get in early so you can get your spots.
Members of the House joining us this morning to provide entertainment while we are at ease is David Romvet, Wyoming's very own poet laureate. This will be the seventh year that Mr. Romvet has joined us on the floor to read one of his poems. Mr. Romvet lives in Buffalo, and he is an award-winning author of several books of poetry and prose. He has also won creative writing fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Wyoming's poet laureate, David Romvet.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. It's my great honor, as usual, to be able to be here. I'm very pleased, and thank you all for having me here. I do come in some ways as a representative both of the art form, music and language, and in a certain odd way, I think, of the people as you are, too. And today I wanted to say just a couple of things about the sense I have. We have been talking a lot in our society of late about the problem of how congenial we can be with one another. And I take one of my chores as an artist to be to somehow enhance the possibility for certain kinds of congeniality amongst ourselves, to be able to talk about certain things with people that we may disagree, all that kind of thing. So I don't have to belabor that. I know you think about that a great deal. What I'm interested in really is how kindness and compassion are used in the arts and in our daily lives. So I wanted to do two things today. Read a poem that I've read here before, a long time, the very first time I had the opportunity to come here. I read this and I want to read it today. I'll say a few words about it. But before, I'd like to play you one piece of music. And this is on behalf of my father-in-law, who died on New Year's Eve, a man named Simon Iberlin. I don't know if any people in the chamber know Simon Iberlin. He was a county commissioner in Johnson County. He was a Blue Cross Blue Shield director. He was a Wyoming Highway Commissioner. He was a very active person in our community, a longtime ranching family in Johnson County. And all my life is this. He was a little bit nervous about me as his son-in-law, because imagine getting a poet for a son-in-law. But eventually I showed him that I could work, and that carried a lot of weight for him. And he also enjoyed music all his life. And as a young man, as a herder in the Bighorn Mountains, Simon said that the herders could hear Mexican radio stations. In these days, they were big, powerful, 100,000, 150,000-watt AM stations from Ciudad Juarez and from Tijuana and sometimes even from Nogales. And there was one song that he had heard all his youth up there, a song called Prenda del Alma, which I happened to know, and somehow he heard me play sometime. And for the rest of his life, he asked me to play this song whenever we had a family dinner, a Thanksgiving dinner, a Christmas dinner, anything like this, any community event. And he and his wife, Dolly, would dance in the kitchen, in the dining room, in the living room, on the patio, on the porch. He danced to Prenda del Alma. I would like to honor Simon, who was a very important part of my life and I think an important part of our lives in Wyoming, and represents the kind of thing we're working for, the kind of people that Wyoming has. And so let me play this song for you, and if you know it, you can sing along, and if not, you can listen. If you want to dance, are you allowed to dance in these chambers? I know the house is quite chaotic and wild, so if you feel like it, get up. But this is Prenda del Alma.
Feel free to dance if you like.
Feel free to dance. All right. Arriba. Thank you.
Wait, no. Well, thank you all very much, but standing up won't get you off the hook. You still have to listen to the poem. Okay, this is called Fixing Fence. Anybody was in this chamber the first time I ever read this? Anybody remember this, Fixing Fence? It's about two ranchers in Wyoming. They could be somewhere else, but they happen to be in Wyoming. Two guys who represent different things and learn how to work together. Here's the poem, Fixing Fence. Nobody I know loves fixing fence, setting creosoted posts into ground hard as rock, stretching barbed wire taut to sing in rising wind and burning sun. In the fall, when hunters come, it's worse. Wind-drifted snow, gates left open and wire cut. They would make for themselves a straight line from kill to truck and drag the carcasses across the ground. Sometimes I miss these cuts and find weeks later a band of sheep far from home. Sometimes I find the cuts after a storm when the trail is clear and it is cold. Often enough, it is a fence, not solely my own, but one I share with my neighbor. And so I go and speak to him, and we meet on a day when the cold will freeze our feet and hands. We wrestle with the wire and the come-along and curse together, saying, sons of bitches. Then again, grinning, sons of bitches. We find a fence post driven over and splintered, and I go to the truck for another, and we have to use a pick and a bar in the frozen earth. We put our backs into it, but it's no go, and we decide to use magic, the levitation trick. Instead of setting the post in the earth, we let it float above ground, held upright by wire pulled tight on either side, rocks stacked around. Apparently some of you have done this. It works, sons of bitches. We drink coffee from a thermos. In the cold, I pull off my gloves to set the fencing staples and drive them in to release the come along and start again. My hands are so dry, the skin cracks around my fingernails, and I bleed. This happens every winter. I put bag balm on the split skin and wrap it tight using cotton wads from the top of the aspirin bottle and a strip of greasy this is like the legislature, isn't it? And a strip of greasy masking tape I found in the jockey box of the truck. Gloves back on, I complain, but it is fine. The bright sun, and the glittering snow. My neighbor, whom I like well enough and who does this work with me. He's a smiling man, cattle, while I am sheep. When I say I'm sorry about the cut fence, he looks up and says, oh, hell, don't bother me none. Besides, ain't your doing? Eastern hunters. I'm grateful he trusts me and believes it's the hunters and not me cutting the fence myself to let my stock onto his range where they can get some free feed. What do you suppose they're thinking anyway, he says. I don't know, but I can bet not a one of them ever fixed fence. I lean back and slam a staple into a splintery post so cold the creosote smell is gone. Even in the cold, I'm sweating, and I take off my hat to wipe my forehead, feel the sweat freeze. Fences. Once upon a time, my neighbor says, there weren't no fences in this country. My granddad can tell about it, how there was herders everywhere. Every herder with his sheep wagon, a dog, some of them with a horse. You remember that herder busted both his legs and somehow got himself drug up on a rise, then got his horse to stand there on the low side, and he slid onto the horse, and the horse walked into town? Resourceful son of a gun. And he hits the post again with a hard blow of the hammer. Fences. Always fixing them. Always will be. Makes me think of how a big storm comes, and the wind drifts the snow over the fence lines, and sheep will walk right up and over into the next county. That's why I run cows. Even if I know them old-time gods don't want no fences, knock them all down if they could. Again, the hammer blow and the smile, and I look at my neighbor and realize that he is a friend. Hammer in hand, staples in his mouth. We work through the short near solstice afternoon. When the sun drops behind the rim of the mountains, the cold comes on. Better go in, I say, and he says, I'll just get this, and we'll be done. So we work 10 more minutes. Snowbank and shade, ice and light. Okay, he says. Looks good enough for now. We can set that post when the ground thaws. When the ground thaws? Yeah, he laughs. Next spring. I'll see you again then. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Messages from the Senate.
Message 471, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 38. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 to report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 472, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 95, Legislative Committee Membership. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on the report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 473, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 124, Overweight and Oversized Vehicle Penalties. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 16, noes 13, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
House will stand at ease. Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a rare occasion in the back of the chamber. We have former legislator Les Bowron, and it's a fellow that I've looked up to for a long time, and he would like to say just a couple of words. I got to tell you this. My first campaign, he'd vacated the seat with another legislator in between, but I went to him for advice on how to win in a very complex House district, and he gave me some very good advice. Les Bowron, the floor is yours.
Got to push the button. They were always on when I was here. We had too many lawyers, so they never turned it off. Well, it's great to be here. I was talking to my daughter. We met this morning in Denver at the airport. She flew in from Boise, and driving up, and I was thinking about all my years here, eight years, four terms. It added up to around, what was it, almost 2.5 years of time away from home. When you take 8 years of service in the legislature with the committee meetings, all the interim work, and all that. I envy you because I miss the feeling, the adrenaline rush of coming into this building every day knowing that you're doing something important. And not everybody gets to do that. You know, a lot of folks live their lives and go and do their jobs, and once in a while, maybe they'll feel like they're doing something important. And if they're blessed, at the end of a day or the end of the week, they feel like they started something and they finished something and they accomplished something. But a lot of folks just always sort of finish the day or the week and just feel like, you know, what did I accomplish today that's really going to make a difference other than earning a paycheck, which is important, of course. But this experience, besides the education, the feeling when I left that I'd probably picked up the equivalent of another 2 or 3 bachelor's degrees, because I knew nothing about water, nothing about oil and gas, nothing about agriculture, nothing about highways and building dams when I got here, and I probably don't know a heck of a lot now, but I learned a lot while I was here. But that feeling of really contributing to the betterment of the people that elected me to come down here and do something. And I miss that. I miss the people. I ran into some of the staff that can't believe they're still here, but they are. They love it so much, the work. I miss that. Just a couple of stories I can't resist, especially since you're on your last day. And I remember some of the funny, goofy things that happened while I was here. There was a gentleman named Clyde Wolfley that used to sit right over here. And, of course, I was only 32, 33 years old when I got here. I was 33 when they gave me a chairmanship of a committee. And Clyde was probably 25, 30 years my senior. But he and I had a great humor relationship, funny relationship. And I don't want to get too specific, but let's just say that our faith views were a little bit different. And Clyde was from the western part of the state, close to Utah. So hopefully that helps you out. The Travel and Recreation Committee had sponsored a bill to allow mini bars in hotel rooms. You know, the ones you go in and you pay $95 for a can of beer, those things. And Clyde was just deeply, deeply opposed to it. And you know how tough it is to kill a committee bill. Well, he got up and wanted to kill the committee bill. And I listened for a while and watched a couple of my fellow committee members try and defend the bill. But Clyde had finished his speech by saying, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen. The worst thing I've ever seen." And I got up and after talking about how nice it was to be able to check into a hotel and not have to go downstairs to grab a beer, I finished by saying, "And Clyde, this isn't the worst thing you've ever seen. When we get out of here tonight, I'll take you downtown to the Green Door and I'll show you the worst thing you've ever seen." And then one other one. I've got two more, but I know you've probably got a schedule here. I'll tell you one other one. We had a Speaker of the House here who had been divorced. And even before he was Speaker, every time we had a bill up to modify or mess with the child support guidelines, he was on his feet. And he would get pretty ticked off, red in the face, and hollering about the burdens of the ex-spouses, particularly the males of the population who had to pay that child support. And he opposed every change to every child support bill there ever was, even when he was Speaker. And, you know, speakers are supposed to try and stay in their chair and not get into the thick of things, and sometimes that's hard to do. And it was really hard for him because we really beat up the child support guidelines his last year, last term in office. And so I asked him if he wanted to go see a Nuggets game one night. So I took him down, and we went down, and we had a few on the way, and we had a few more at the game, and we had a few more on the way back. And then we went to the Hitching Post bar, and we closed it. And so the next morning, he comes in, and he's just barely hanging on. He can barely keep one eye open, much less two. And I had set him up because I had had a bill drafted, and we had this wonderful, sweet elderly lady that read all of our introductory paragraphs, you know, the lady that gets up and is the reader, right? Is that what they used to call them? And House bill, whatever. And so he's sitting up there, and it's pretty close to the last day of the session. And I coached her, but she didn't need much coaching. She turned out to be one heck of an actress because she gets up there and she says, "House bill number 7777-9995. And right away, it kind of starts, he can see his head kind of turning. "A bill to amend the child support obligations of former speakers of the House of the Wyoming State Legislature." And he kind of looked up. He said, "What? What? Would you read that one more time?" And, of course, the whole House was in on it. And then one other story, and then I'll leave you, because you all have the preachers that come in and say a prayer in the morning still. I moved to Tennessee 10 years ago, and I've got to tell you, it's easier to say "you all" than "you guys." So I assume you all have a preacher that comes in. Well, we had a preacher come in one day, and he was actually the guest from Converse County of our speaker then, Rory Cross, who is, some of you may know, is a rather cantankerous rancher. Good friend, great sense of humor. So this was a preacher from Douglas who came down to do the morning spiel. Well, most of the times the preachers come in and they tell their story, they give their prayer, and it's maybe a minute or two. You know, it doesn't ramble on and on. And I think in those days, and maybe you still do it, you sort of caution them to stay away from politics. You know, they're there to sort of bring a little God and faith and happiness into the picture and not sway into politics. Well, this guy was all over politics. In about the fourth or fifth minute of his prayer, he's crossed the line several times, and we were all up here like this, standing up like this, and Scotty Ratliff from Riverton over there says, "Mr. Speaker, I moved the previous question." And that preacher didn't know what it meant, but everybody started laughing. We were trying to bite our lips. We couldn't help it. We were all just over, like, chuckling like this. And the preacher just kind of stopped and looked up at Rory, and Rory says, I think somebody would kind of like you to wrap it up, Reverend. And so he just kind of looked at us, and he said, "Amen." Anyway, thanks so much, Mr. Speaker, for the privilege. It's great to be back in Wyoming. I've learned to love Tennessee, but Wyoming will always be home, and this building and what you do is always going to have a very, very special place in my heart. My daughter Jessica's up there. Give her a shout out. When I was serving, she was a little bit younger. She was about 8 years old, and she and the Tempest kids and her brothers and sisters and Tempest kids and the Michaelite kids and the Bebout kids, they had their own committee up there in the committee, and they'd work on bills and pass them, and then they'd run around and steal everybody's candy. So there's only one thing greater than God's love, and that's a father's pride. So thank you very much.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 61st, there are 10 people around here who protect us, keep an eye on us, check videos on us. They're Division O of the Highway Patrol, and probably all don't know their names, but I've got a list of them here. I don't see any of them up in the gallery, but I appreciate everything they do for us, and I'm just going to read their names. Lieutenant Cleef Gunther, Trooper Clay Barker, Trooper Chuck Carruthers, Trooper Tanya Dove, Trooper John Jerkins, Trooper George Nyken, Trooper John O'Connor, Trooper Mike Ritter, Trooper Shane Swilling, and last but not least, Trooper Gabe Testerman. Can we all give them a hand, please?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, next we have on our agenda some more entertainment while we await further business. And we are joined this morning by the University of Wyoming's female a cappella group, the Bettys. These women have a broad spectrum of majors, but all share an extreme passion for music. Since their inception in the fall of 2006, the Bettys have been able to take advantage of a number of great musical opportunities. The Bettys consist of 12 women who are from throughout Wyoming and Colorado. Members of the House, please help me welcome to the floor the Bettys. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for sharing your wonderful talent with us, and best of luck with your academic and musical endeavors in the future. Messages from the Senate.
Message 471, Mr. Speaker, House Senate File 38, School Athletic Safety. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 472, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 95, Legislative Committee Membership. The Senate did concur on Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 473, Mr. Speaker. Senate did concur on the Senate File 124, overweight and overseas vehicle penalties. They adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above. Ayes 16, no 13, excused 1. Signed, Donna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. And the first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 50. And it looks like you, Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the second conference report. I've moved for the second conference committee report to House Bill 50. Just to explain, we had the first conference committee report, which put it back to where we wanted it, and actually we had the Senate in agreement. It was actually the executive branch that wasn't in agreement. They didn't like what the Senate and the House had done. So we went back and what we added in, the only difference between the last conference committee report you looked at, it adds in the governor shall appoint 2 co-chairmen for the steering committee, but it leaves in the 2 co-chairmen that we have. So there'll be 4 co-chairmen. This actually sort of starts to make some sense because now they'll have like an executive committee of the full thing. So there'll be 2 executive committee members who are co-chairs and 2 legislators that are co-chairs. So there'll be 4 altogether. The governor just wanted to have a little bit more say in how this study group was going to operate. So I would urge you to vote aye.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 50. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger, excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Bretzel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer, excused. Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway, excused. Yagi. Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller, excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen, excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Braunish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 ayes, 6 no, 5 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 50. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 38. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 38 and would ask for your aye vote. I'm happy to announce that the Senate rolled, and which is, yeah, I think deserves an applause, actually. But we added the implementation of the changes that the House made so that they would be effective school year 11-12. That was really the only difference. And I would ask for your aye vote.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 38. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Brown. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer excused, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway excused, Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller, excused. Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, excused. Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Brown, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 3 no, 5 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 38. Next, we have more entertainment. Representative Blake.
I don't know how much entertainment it's going to be after those. Yeah, you get what you pay for. I handed out a bunch of music, and on the last page, Mr. Barbudo wrote a song in reference to our good speaker. And it's to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. So bear with us as we sing through this. Please join in, help us out. Come and listen to my story about a man named Ed. A poor country lawyer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was looking at the news, and what he read gave him the blues. Big government, overspending. He was getting pretty angry right down to his core. Decided to become a legislator. Figured Cheyenne is the place he ought to be. So he made a call to the Secretary of State, that is, Max Maxfield. Next thing you know, old Ed's in the race, shaking people's hands and kissing babies on the face. Knocked on lots of doors, told them why he wanted to run. Lo and behold, Ed Buchanan won. Landslide victory, unopposed. Since that first campaign, Ed kept moving right along, making friends and foes, opposing all that's wrong. He roared like a lion when others squeaked like a mouse. Now he's known as the Speaker of the House. 61st Legislature. Yeah.
keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Could I have Representative John Patton come up here and help us sing this song? This is the first song on the list I gave you there. I hope we can make it through this one.
We can read it anyway.
Start me out.
A cowboy came.
A cowboy came. Don't know his name. His lariat a swinging. Came into the room of the Creek Saloon. And started in a singing. There was Mayo Pete and Joe Club Feet with his black eyed damsel Doris, Calamity Jane from out on the plain. We all joined in the chorus, roaming in the gloaming, neath Wyoming's clear blue sky. Sunlight gleaming, moonlight beaming, trouble seeming to go by. Old Wyoming, so dear to me, there forever I long to be. Let me play there, have my way there, let me stay till I die. Thank you. Whoops.
Let me just give credit to an old friend whose name was Dr. Pete Madsen. And Dr. Pete Madsen was a good Rotarian, and he wrote this. And these songs were oftentimes sung at the Rotary Club. This one just happened to be one that caught my fancy, and I did memorize it, and I sang it to these guys, and they wanted to have a copy of it. So in honor of old Pete Chunk, who was the doctor that delivered the genius, my youngest son, who you gave tribute to just today as being an injured veteran from Desert Storm. Thank you.
Yeah. I was feeling real patriotic today, and I found a bunch of the old military songs. So is anybody here in the Air Force?
Right here, buddy.
Right there? Anybody else?
The best.
Right back there? Hopefully we can get through this. So we'll sing the Air Force song.
First is best.
It's right after this song.
Oh, yes.
Off we go. Yes. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spiting our flame from under. Off with one heck of a roar. We live in fame or go down in flame. Nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. One more time. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spouting our flame from under. Off with one heck of a roar. We live in fame or go down in flame. Hey, nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force. Yeah. Army. Is anybody here in the U.S. Army?
We got a couple.
A few of them. Everybody remembers that song. Daryl was in everything.
Representative Greer was in the Army, too. He's not here, but...
first to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. And the army goes rolling along, proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won. And the army goes rolling along. Then it's high, high, hey, the army's on its way. Count off the Claytons loud and strong, excuse me. For where'er we go, you will always know that the army goes rolling along. One more time. First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. And the army goes rolling along, proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won. And the army goes rolling along. Then it's high, high, hey, the army's on its way. Count off the cadence loud and strong, 2, 3. For where'er we go, you will always know that the army goes rolling along.
Now, I could barely even hear you. Anybody in the Marine Corps? Okay. We all know this song, though.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine. Our flags unfurled to every breeze from dawn to setting sun. We have fought in every clime and place where we could take a gun concealed. In the snow of far off northern lands and in sunny tropic scenes, you will find us always on the job, the United States Marines. First verse, one more time. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines.
Anybody in the Navy? This is actually the fight song for the football team, but I didn't know the other song, so this is what you get. And I didn't know the first verse. Pretty interesting.
Stand, Navy, out to sea. Fight our battle cry.
Sorry, Joe.
We'll never change our course, so just foes near shy. Roll out the TNT, anchors away. Sail on to victory and sink their bones to Davy Jones. Hooray! Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college joys, we sail at break of day. Through our last night on shore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. Second verse, one more time. Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to call.
sail at break of day. Through our last night on shore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
I also put in your box, looks like this. Kind of looks like this. This flag right here. The gentleman I work with, his son is in the Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6. And my wife, if you're listening, she asked him last Christmas, what do Navy SEALs do? And he said, we find people. That's all he said. This Wyoming flag flew, you've got it on your desk, I'm not going to read it, but makes me proud that someone from my city, Michael Clark, and many cities in everybody's district serving the military, and I just want to honor them, and I put his commendation for a Bronze Star, in which he gave his parents that Bronze Star at Christmas, made quite a splash for their Christmas, and I'm glad I'm on Transportation Military Affairs, and we can sing some more songs, but I wanted to get that out of the way. And please read his commendation. This is what our people from our state are doing in Afghanistan to keep us free. Thank you. We take requests.
But we stay
in your group is This Land Is Your Land. We all love that one, right?
You got the music? You don't need it.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking a ribbon of highway, I saw above me an endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, I've followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. The sun comes shining as I was strolling, the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice came chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. One more time. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Thank you.
you're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and for it, you're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true neath the red, white, and blue. There's never a boast or brag. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever wave. The emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true neath the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
If you want us, we got another one. Yeah.
Members of the 61st, I'm just going to go ahead and take privilege of the floor. I announced earlier this morning that I had a new grandchild, and apparently the father of that grandchild is here. That's my youngest son, Ty, and that's Dan's brother.
Where'd Del McCombie go? Hey, good looking.
Yeah, Catherine. Where is she? Yeah, come on. Catherine wants to play piano.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stand at ease till the sound of the gavel, but in the meantime, we will still get some entertainment from our good Representatives Barbuto and Blake, and perhaps even Representative Davison? How silly of me. We have our own Paige who is going to regale us with some wonderful music. I have no idea what this is going to be, but I'm sure it will be good. Thank you.
Hello?
I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends worried about me having lots of fun, counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Smoke, playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51, smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in hell, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you. I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
I don't have the words to...
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom. I's an 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. All the worn-out suits and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of their children and all of their names, and every hangout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I said, trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've got 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys an 8x12 full bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. King of the road.
Two more times. Last time.
King of the road.
Yeah. Any coal miners out there? Oh. 16 tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. A fighting and a trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama line. Ain't no high-toned woman makes me walk the line. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. One fist of iron and the other of steel. The right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company
Away out here they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying. Mariah. One day I left my gal, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so goddarn lost, not even God can find me. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking?
How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. The soda pop and the dancing free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? I'm free and ready, so we could go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking, I know I've been tooking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and find me one for 5 or 10 cents. I keep it till it's covered with hay, 'cause I'm writing your name on every page. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Do it again.
How's about cooking something up with me?
One more time.
How's about cooking something up with me?
Oh, that was a good one.
Good job.
You too.
You are good man.
He's good.
Good man.
Can you stand up? Say adjourn.
Oh.
Oh, can we adjourn? What do we need to do?
Oh, did you go to Trujillo's?
What?
Trujillo's? Did they flatten you up? Trujillo's Barbershop.
Yeah. Wasn't Trujillo. I don't know whether it's sun. It got it a little high on one side, but that's all
right. Yeah, it does.
Pretty good job.
Wake up before I put on my makeup. I say a little prayer for you while combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever, forever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me. I run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time. And all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you together. Forever, we never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only be heartbreak for me.
Which one? Oh, good.
what brain? The autumn leaves.
Does Keith sing that too?
Well, yeah, get him. That's it.
Okay, you want me to go through it once when you come in?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm missing a statute book number 3.
Ready?
Did somebody type it? Number 3. Everybody look. Turn around. Look at the little box.
The autumn leaves drip by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I'll miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested and he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red outcasts he saw, a plowing through the ragged sky and up the cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cries.
Blah, 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 blah.
He heard their mournful cries.
Ah, their cries.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever in that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they fly.
Okay, all right, come on.
Call his name.
I don't have the words.
If you want to save your soul from hell, then ride on my reins. The cowboy, change your ways tonight, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across the endless sky.
Everybody,
sing.
All you people in Interland, sorry for breaking your speakers.
Sorry for breaking your speakers.
Wow. Woo!
What do you got now?
Cool.
What do you got now?
I don't know. I don't know the beginning of God Bless America. While the storm clouds gather.
While the storm clouds gather.
I don't know either.
We should probably wait on that one.
Yeah.
You don't know Kick in the Head, do you? You know Kick in the Head? I'm too old.
Would you like to swing on a star?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I'll do it. Every night when we have our Frank Peasley fan club meeting, we sing that song to open. And I'm the president of the Sweetwater chapter, and Joe's the secretary treasurer. Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, whoops, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig?
Oink, oink.
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He ain't got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oink, oink.
Like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people, it is only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few, you go. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. You could be swinging on a star. Ooh, I'm getting wore out. How about in the wee small hours? Okay. We'll be here all week. Remember to tip your waitresses and try the veal. Yeah. Everybody up, come on. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless
come one more time. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Thank you.
We are at that order of business, messages from the Senate.
Message number 474, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 13, Hathaway Success Curriculum. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 24, noes 5, excused 1. Signed, Anna Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 475. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 50, Health Insurance Exchanges. The Senate did adopt the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 3, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We are at that order of business, signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act is House Enrolled Act 101.
House Enrolled Act 101, being original House Bill 13, an act relating to education, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 101, being original House Bill 13. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 102.
House Enrolled Act number 102, being original House Bill 50, an act relating to administration and government and the 2010 federal health care reform, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 102, being original House Bill 50. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 90.
Senate Enrolled Act 90, being original Senate File 70, an act relating to public education, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 90, being original Senate File 70. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 91.
Senate Enrolled Act 91, being original Senate File 25, an act relating to the Wyoming Long-Term Care Choices Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 91, being original Senate File 25. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 92.
Senate Enrolled Act number 92, being original Senate File 50, an act relating to the administration of government Medicaid in the 2010 federal health care reform, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 92, being original Senate File 50. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 93.
Senate Enrolled Act 93, being original Senate File 102, an act relating to the administration of government and the 2010 federal health care reform, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 93, being original Senate File 102. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 94.
Senate Enrolled Act 94 being original Senate File 107, an act relating to counties, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 94 being original Senate File 107. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 95.
Senate Enrolled Act number 95 being original Senate File 95, an act relating to the legislature being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 95 being original Senate File 95. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 96.
Senate Enrolled Act 96 being original Senate File 124, an act relating to motor vehicles, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 96 being original Senate File 124. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 97.
Senate Enrolled Act 97 being original Senate File 38, an act relating to education being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 97 being original Senate File 38. I have so signed. Ladies and gentlemen, we sent our last couple of enrolled acts over to the Senate, and so as soon as those are signed, I think we'll be close to getting done. So we're going to stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. We'll have a little bit of poetry reading, but don't go anywhere, because within a matter of minutes we will start with our procedures to close down the session. Representative Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor. There's one other tradition in this body that the new people will be exposed to today, and that is that my wife is here in the lobby more often than most people, and I don't introduce her until the last day. And then I usually ask her to stand up and hold her knitting up and say, if you stick to your knitting, you get a lot done. Now, if you'll stand up and hold up your knitting for this year. There's a bit of a story behind this. She got that sweater for herself, knit up to chest high, and did a 48-inch measurement and said, that's going to be too big. So she had to go back to ground zero. Anyway, my wife of 50 years and one of the fans of this operation.
The speaker said he was looking for somebody who was good, who didn't cost anything, and so here I am, good for nothing. For the relatively new members of our of the House, you've heard some alluding to Ambush Alley, and I thought I would just remind you where that come from. The lobby has to be renamed. Its use just ain't the same. It's no longer just a place to loiter. Now folks come to reconnoiter. Here they come to lie in wait, to catch a representative at the gate, or send in lots of notes and get them to change their votes. Constituents, lobbyists, and PACs have lots of questions and favors to ask. There's lots of special and individual needs. Vote for it or against it, please. All this goes on outside the door because they can't get in here on the floor. So we pack them in and they shove and push and they lie in wait, ready to ambush. Representatives maneuver through the crowd and folks utter their names out loud because our members have to run that gauntlet. Ambush Alley is what we'll call it. The pages gave you a little bit of an example yesterday of what it sounds like on the outside. And I'd just like to tell you what the amendments sound like. Mr. Speaker, I move the following second reading amendment to have the latest change of a previous alteration to the adaption of our modification from the mutation caused by the deviation of the revision resulting from the reformation and the rectification, which meant conversion of the transformation resulting in reparation. Now, there's a word that's been floating around here as long as I have. It still makes me cringe a little bit. And it's used quite a bit, the bringer. Bringer is a word frequently heard whose meaning is obscured and many think absurd. Now, sometimes in debate, we hear some orate and we watch them gesticulate as they articulate about one of their mates they call the bringer. When a measure has a bringer, it must be a zinger or another humdinger who's been run through a ringer, or a folk singer or a right winger or a left winger, but never a mudslinger. It must be a sponsor. It could be an author or a father or a daughter or a schemer or a dreamer with considerable demeanor, or it could be an intervener or a gleaner or a screamer or perhaps a daydreamer. I always thought that bringer was something that you said when you had it in your head to take a little chance on a new romance, ask a lady to a dance, and you said you would bring her. So what is bringer? Is it a clinker or a stinker or a free thinker? We ask a libertarian, a sectarian, even a vegetarian, a librarian, a grammarian, and some say it's a cancer or a dancer or a freelancer or an enhancer, but we still don't have an answer. I'd like to share one short one with you here that this is one I wrote several years ago. It's about a particular meteorological event that you may have experienced if you've been in Wyoming very long. It's called wind. I was riding fence when it started blowing, a natural occurrence here in Wyoming. The wind she blew, the dust she flew, and I couldn't see for a minute or two. My hat was pulled down where it hurt my ears, the dust making my eyes fill with tears. The wind was a stiff one, blowing hard, you see it. It blew the shade from under the trees. My horse turned her backside into the breeze. My shaps were flapping way out from my knees. I had to tie the tail down tight on my mount to keep the wind from blowing the bit out of her mouth. We quit fixing fence because it got worse. We went home backwards, my horse in reverse. When we got to the house, me and the horse both numb from leaning into the wind, we walked out of Plum. A cousin from the east, well-groomed and respectable, stood in the house and witnessed this spectacle. Always blow like this, he asks, as I come in from the yard. Well, shucks, no, I reply, sometimes it blows hard. Now, finally, and you'll probably be glad of this, it's finally. I penned a few lines from sitting out the door there, about the 61st. You might recognize yourself in some of this. The 61st session started out with the scene debating whether to seat Mr. Green. Considering his intention while he stood at attention, so it was the essence and the consensus, you'd let him sit and join this outfit. You started debate early and late about the fate of Hathaway and kids we need to educate. You moved on to sing an old song, and I wonder whether Governor Stan would have talked that long. Lobbyists out there came fully prepared with all manner of puff and trinkets and gadgets and stuff. They brought blankets and beads and baubles and wampum with all the assurance that you'd certainly want them. Any aspect of education didn't escape imagination, and talk was abundant about how we would fund it, charter schools and swimming pools, and how about recalibration to fill the equation. Amid cries of disgust, the lottery bit the dust, and there was a disparage about gay marriage and consideration of civil unions and other reunions, and just talk of the notion stirred a lot of emotion. When choosing up sides, you found some different bromides, like there's a new sheriff in town, and I wonder why you asked for a favorable eye while making a note before you vote. Let's get rid of this toothless, neutered, three-legged dog howling at the streetlight. I don't have any skin in that fight. The camel's nose is under the tent, and women don't lose their brains when they're pregnant. Last year, I rhetorically asked if lawyers are subject to wind tax. You stated we had the best wind in the country, and it wasn't me who pressed it, but one did suggest it, that a windmill be installed in the Capitol. You proffered a stinger when you offered a zinger. It's good to know senators are working as hard on our bills as we are on theirs. And this one needs no explaining. We've been piddled upon and told it's raining. I think maybe... Does anyone have anything against this bill? I'm amazed at our ability to debate in infinite detail.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that bills currently pending before the body in the 61st Wyoming State Legislature 2011 General Session be indefinitely postponed.
Mr. Reading Clerk, do you have a message?
Yes, sir, I do. Mr. Speaker, message number last. This is to inform you that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn. The Senate adopted the following motion, that the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. That if no such time is established before December 31st, 2011, the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that day, and the Legislative Budget Session 61st Wyoming State Legislature shall convene on the 13th day of February 2012 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. The Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the Senate be informed that the House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. I am directing that the House Chief Clerk, Patty Binskin, inform the Senate that the House of Representatives General Session of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the governor that the House is ready to adjourn and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the House.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Representatives Simlek and Korberg, please inform the governor that the House of Representatives is ready to adjourn, and please escort His Excellency the Governor, Matthew H. Meade, and the First Lady to the House chamber. The House of Representatives will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Quick announcement, Committee 99 will be meeting down at the Albany as soon as we get done with everything that we need to do. So, hope you can join us.
The House will come to order. All rise, please.
Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure to announce His Excellency, the Governor of Wyoming, Matthew H. Meade.
Governor Meade, we welcome you to the House of Representatives. Got you special for you.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for the invitation to be here. My wife wanted to be here, but we had a sick girl this morning, and by this afternoon we had a sick boy. So she is home tending kids. And please be seated. Thank you for the wonderful, nice welcome. I will tell you, since the Senate is not listening, that when I went in there, of course the aisles are much shorter, but I didn't walk very far before I was told by two Senate members, Governor, no need to make this long. So, so I'm assuming, since I did not hear that on this long aisle trip, that there is no prohibition. I know you all are eager to get home as you. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. I got that. Very long. Yes, got it. I took some language classes, Pat. Well, thank you very much for the warm welcome. And as I said, I know you're eager to get home, and understandably, it's a long session. You did some tremendous work, put in many long hours. I've often commented to my staff, you know, we get here early in the morning and we leave late at night, and you all do the same, day in and day out. And I don't know that even there's not a lot of people in Wyoming who appreciate and the full work that you all do in leaving your homes and leaving your families and coming down here and having the competition of the ideas and doing the serious work of state government. In my State of the State address, I said there are seven areas the state of Wyoming needs to address, amongst many others, but seven core areas. Those were jobs and economic growth, technology, infrastructure, supporting communities with additional revenue, streamlining state government, education, that is getting more bang for our buck, and seeking at all times state, not federal solutions, because, as I said, my State of the State, I think the best things for Wyoming are going to come from Wyoming. And now, while this list of core objectives was not long, I felt it was ambitious. I felt it was important. And I am pleased that you all tackled so many of those issues and did it so very well. I'm pleased as we look, I think, at the bills that have come down that I've signed, that the state of Wyoming should rightfully be proud of its legislature. This is important, these objectives that I spoke about, because I think it moves Wyoming in the right direction. Here are some of the highlights. Regarding job growth and economic growth, we advocated for stronger contractor preference. And as a state, we take great pride in Wyoming and great pride in our workers. You passed these laws, and I see this as part of an ongoing effort to to continually put Wyoming first. We supported the extension of the manufacturing sales tax exemption. This helped land the Gestamp-Worthington deal to help manufacture wind towers here in Wyoming. We worked to pass incentives for large data centers to locate in Wyoming. I asked the legislature for $14.5 million for incentives. The legislature gave me $15 million. And as you know, work is already underway for data centers. We have one that we think is close to getting here and several more that we think that are on their way. And I will continue with my recruitment, including this month, traveling to meet with other data center companies to express my belief that Wyoming is a good place for them to take a hard look at. Tourism. Tourism has been year in and year out, a mainstay of our economy. And we supported our state's tourism marketing efforts. You did so in a number of ways, including supporting the Film Incentive Financial Package, which is the acronym is FIFI, I guess named after a French dog's name. And I, despite that name, you continue to support that. Regarding technology and connectivity, I have said there's many upgrades needed, and there's many benefits from the upgrades. I mentioned healthcare as an area where technology should be put to maximum use. You came through by providing a grant program to fund technologies at critical access and rural hospitals so they can meet the requirements to become more meaningful users of electronic health records under the ARRA obligations. And you gave me additional authority with respect to the CIO starting in July. That CIO position is critical because of my belief that technology is going to play such a big part in Wyoming's future, and it certainly starts with the state of Wyoming and how we handle technology within our own agencies, whether we're getting our most bang for the buck. These are good first steps in the tech area and in my mind. Regarding infrastructure, I urge the legislature to spend about $50 million more on highways. You gave me 45, and I thank you. This investment helps protect our economy because the important role transportation plays in Wyoming. We are a rural state. We have great distances in between our towns, and we need to make sure our highways are in good shape. And it also puts people to work, and the people it should put to work are our Wyoming contractors. Regarding assistance to our communities, that other also is a priority for me. Again, I pushed for $50 million for our local communities. You appropriated $45 million, and I thank you for that as well. This is a way to further spur economic development, and in part that's because 75% of that $45 million will go to capital projects. Such projects help lay the groundwork to attract new businesses and employers. We need to have the infrastructure in place that will bring in new businesses and help our companies grow. I also asked for predictable funding for communities, a process which began by me recommending $125 million for local governments in the next biennial budget. You also did great work on that. Regarding streamlining state government, this is a process that is never-ending, but we must always keep our eye on, because as we see what's happened in other states where their governments grow and grow and all of a sudden they wake up and they say, we don't have the money to fund this, whether it's Wisconsin or any other state, that is not the direction we want Wyoming to go. So in that process of streamlining state government, I asked for two agencies to become one, Wyoming Workforce Services and Employment. I asked for that, and you did it. I asked for authority to take a look at reorganizing the Department of Health. You gave it. I asked for authority to appoint the chief administrator of the Medicaid program. You gave it. And please be advised, we'll always continue to face great challenges within the Department of Health, not just Medicaid, but within the Department of Health as a whole. And we have to keep our eye on it, because as you see our state budget grow and grow, so much of it is the Department of Health. We're looking for good ideas all the way around on Department of Health, and I think we've got a good start on taking a look at it this session. I appointed agency heads, all of whom have signed a personal commitment letter to me on top of their oath, a personal commitment letter to me to keep an eye on their budget, to keep an eye on how they're using technology, and to keep an eye on how their agencies can be more efficient and more fiscally responsible. I ask for greater latitude in appointing these people. You've given me that you've appointed the people I asked for, and you're going to give me greater latitude in appointing people within agencies in the future. Within the governor's office, I cut our governor's office salaries by reducing them. over 200 positions we cut out this session from state government, which I think was a very good move. This work towards streamlining, as I said, needs to continue, but you all did great work on it this session. Regarding education, as I said in my state of the state, and I've said many times, education is a cornerstone to so much of what we believe in Wyoming and so much of what we want to do in Wyoming. It's something that individuals can get that nobody can take away from them regardless of the circumstances. I've talked about education on a personal level from my grandfather to a state level, what it means to us. The fact that we spend so much on education, the fact that we want to be the best in education, that is good. But we have not gotten the results that we want. And I know the debate was strong, and I know the debate was heavy here, but I can't tell you, and look, watching from downstairs, how much I appreciate the serious attitude towards what we could do on education in Wyoming. I ask for you all to be bold and to look at everything, and I think you've done some tremendous work on education. In addition to school finance recalibration, you addressed a state design accountability system. The early phases rely on student achievement on pause and reading, as well as college and career readiness assessments in grades 8 and 11, assures the public that they will know whether or not their schools are performing well, and it provides identification for those schools that are not performing well. Senate File 146 establishes a policy of attracting student performance to teacher evaluations, another good move in my mind. But the real work is just beginning. We have more to do, and we'll look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you also, as you work on these issues, for recognizing how important education is, but it's appropriate to say we want to be number one. It's appropriate to say we don't accept average anymore. And I think that is the message we want to continue to go forward with in Wyoming. We don't accept an average. We want to be the best. As for keeping our voice strong in Wyoming, our state voice, that is critically important to me, and I know it's critically important to all of you, partly for the reason that I mentioned at the beginning. We recognize that while we have differences here in Wyoming, we want to make our decisions for Wyoming rather than having them be made by others we don't vote for outside of our state. And I kept my campaign promise. I promised to enter the lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and we did so. Our state did so. As you also know, shortly after we got in, the judge in Florida gave us a favorable ruling. After that, I wrote a letter signed with 26 other governors from around the country asking the president to expedite the process of getting us before the Supreme Court. We made that request again this weekend to the president. Basically, the request is this, that from whatever point of view you have, it's in every state's best interest to know whether or not this is going to be the plan or it's not going to be the plan. Let's get it before the Supreme Court as soon as possible. I think that's an extremely good argument. The president did not. We'll keep up on that, but so far it looks like we're not going to get it expedited to the Supreme Court. Also along those lines, at my direction in February, the Attorney General's office filed 3 appeals due to unreasonable, in my mind, unreasonable EPA rulemaking in the Tenth Circuit. That is a challenge that we are having in the Tenth Circuit to the EPA coming out and saying, you, the state of Wyoming, have to do this, and you have to do it now or else. In my view, the way they handled those 3 different rules, they effectively gave the state of Wyoming 9 days to come up with a state implementation plan. That's not acceptable. So we are challenging it under the premise that, yes, while we did do a state implementation plan, we were not given much of a choice. It was do it or else we're going to shut your state down. I've also written to Secretary Salazar and met with him recently regarding his order that established the wild lands policy. Again, this is something that happened, in my view, in the middle of the night without any state input, without any state opportunity to respond and what it would mean to the state of Wyoming or to any other states. I think it's bad policy, and from a legal standpoint, I think it ultimately is going to have to be challenged as well. Congress, in fact, held oversight hearings on this state, the wildlands policy this week, and I'm very proud to say one of our own county commissioners from Sublette County went and testified in front of the U.S. Senate on his view and my view on the wildlands policy. Along with Idaho's governor, I sponsored a letter that was sent out by the Western Governors Association. It was approved by the Western Governors Association. again to Secretary Salazar and others, expressing my deep concerns about OSM's proposed rulemaking, which will adversely affect our coal industry. I also wrote a letter of concern to Secretary Salazar regarding delays in federal permitting and leasing. Now, you're saying, geez, that's a lot of letter writing. Is he still opening the mail? I don't know, but we're still writing the letters. And we're going to continue to write the letters to make sure he knows what Wyoming's view is. But I will tell you that in meeting with Secretary Salazar this week, I do believe he's seen my letters, because one of the points I said, we can't have the continued delays in permitting on oil, gas, and coal. And as soon as I got there and brought up coal, he handed me a list of new coal leases that he's going to release this spring in Wyoming, which is a very good start. In terms of legislation, keep our voice strong. You gave me some additional tools. We have a federal natural resource policy account that's going to help from the county level up in providing a direction for Wyoming. It provides for collection and dissemination of county economic data, which is homegrown data, the best kind of data, which will be valuable and useful in many ways. When we were in Washington, the president issued the states a challenge. That challenge was this: states, you don't like the Affordable Care Act. If you've got a better idea, what is it? In Wyoming, we've gone with Healthy Frontiers to this point. I know there's skepticism about Healthy Frontiers, and I think it's reasonable skepticism, because we don't know how it's going to play out. But I do know this as well, that we've got to move forward. I'm going to fight the Affordable Care Act with everything we've got, but that's not enough. That doesn't save us on Medicaid. That doesn't get us to where we want to go. It's a reasonable challenge. If you don't like it, what are you going to do? We're going to try the Healthy Frontiers for now. We hope it works. It's small enough that it doesn't. We've got to try something else. Some of you, as I said, had very great skepticism on that. I understand that. And some of you still believe that it is not worth doing at all. And for those of you who don't believe it's worth doing at all, I would say the same to you. We're open for suggestions. Is there a better plan to save Medicaid costs? Is there a better plan where we can provide the services we need in Wyoming and start cutting these costs? Because as you all know, at least as well as I do, we can't continue along this path where every year Medicaid eats up more and more of our budget pie. So we're open to ideas, whether it's the modification of Healthy Frontiers or whether it's something else. What are we going to do about it? This morning at 4:30 in the morning, I left and went to see troops off as they went off to Afghanistan. And I can tell you, it's just great pride to see these men and women who serve in that capacity, serve for Wyoming, serve for the United States as they go overseas. And it's also a struggle, because as you see their family members, whether it's their husbands or wives or their kids leaving. And I can tell you, as I gave them a brief speech, I was so proud that in Wyoming, this legislature, this House, has always done so well by our military. And you did great again this time in supporting our military. And that's so meaningful as I see these men and women off, to know that you all have been so supportive. And I can say that you all have been so supportive. Just for an example, our state this year, for the first time ever, will have a highway named for our veterans. The Wyoming Veterans Memorial Highway, leading from Powell to the Veterans Memorial in Cody. What a wonderful thing that is. We will allow our Guard members now, who are licensed elsewhere, who meet Wyoming Guard requirements for a profession or trade, to practice without being licensed in Wyoming when serving in Wyoming Guard in state active service status. Again, a wonderful thing you all did this year. The Veterans Commission, again, this year has been given expanded responsibility so we can provide even better assistance to our veterans. And March 30th, each year, will be Wyoming Veterans Welcome Home Day. And that will be a special day of observance set aside to say thanks to those vets who, for whatever reason, may have got short shrift when they returned home from war duty, from any war. It's an opportunity for Wyoming to say thanks. And I say thank you to you all for allowing that to take place. And with that, I again say thank you for your wonderful service to the state and to the country, for leaving your homes, for your families, for coming down here and having the hard fights, the hard debates, and doing it in a civil way, and doing it in the Wyoming way, where at the end of the day, we can walk out, we can say hi, we can say goodbye, we can say safe travels. I appreciate very much your work. So I say to you, until we meet again, God bless Wyoming, and God bless all of you. Thank you very much.
Governor Meade, on behalf of the members of the House of Representatives, we want to thank you for your closing remarks and also thank you for your civility and your kindness shown to this body during our session. I assure you is greatly appreciated. And would Representative Simlek and Korberg escort His Excellency from the chamber? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. One, that the House of Representatives 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the Speaker of the House of Representatives and by the President of the Senate for the purpose of calling the House and Senate back into session. Two, that if no such time is established before December 31st, 2011, the House of Representatives 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die effective at 12 o'clock noon on that day, and that the Legislative Budget Session 61st Wyoming State Legislature shall convene on the 13th day of February 2012 at the hour of 10 o'clock a.m. Three, that the House of Representatives specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the Senate. Four, that if the Senate fails to concur in the action of the House of Representatives under paragraphs 1-3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the Senate, the House of Representatives 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned sine die.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion is adopted. We are now at that order of business, reading and approval of the journal. Representative Kasparek.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 3, 2011 has been read, and I move that it be approved.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, I second the motion.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. At this time, I would like to invite Representative Harshman to give us the benediction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we could all rise. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we gather today with humble hearts, thankful for the opportunity to serve. We acknowledge that we are here today as a result of your plan, not ours. We place our trust in you as stated in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." We thank you for your justifying grace. We ask for your Holy Spirit to work within us and continue to sanctify us. We ask that our love for one another be in some way a symbol of our love you have for us. We ask that you change our hearts and minds so that everything we do and everything that we say brings glory to you. Lord, your word is clear. As you wrote in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 17 through 22, you said, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. But prove yourself doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Dear Lord, it is with humble, gracious, and loving hearts that we ask for your guidance and blessings in our daily walk, that we may be doers of the word. We ask for your blessings for our families, our citizens, our military, and all those with servant hearts. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Representative Harshman. Subject to the conditions set forth in Majority Floor Leader Lubnow's motion, the House of Representatives of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature General Session is adjourned and shall again convene on the 13th day of February 2012 at the hour of 10 a.m. The House is adjourned.